مبلغ في اسمع Ascending success, share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever desires that Allah azza wa jal is pleased with him when he presents himself in his court, then he should send salat upon me in abundance. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam on a daily basis. And when you listen to these virtues of reciting Durood e Pak, many times you hear in abundance, meaning that in quite a lot. The pious predecessors have said that those people who recite 313 times Durood e Pak a day minimum, they will be classified amongst those people who recite Durood e Pak in abundance. Now, how long does it take to recite Durood e Pak over 313 times? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? And if you can spend 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, and on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you, then it's an easy thing to achieve. So please try and make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam on a daily basis. Viewers of Madani Channel, it's stated on page 185 of Sirat Mustafa, a book that's been published by Maktabat al-Madina, with reference to Sahih Bukhari. It is stated there that as the migrant Sahaba arrived in Medina, completely empty-handed and without any provisions and left their families behind, they would feel lonely and out of place in a foreign land without any provisions. And they would feel the pain of being separated from their families. There is no doubt that the Ansari Sahaba did everything they could to host the Muhajireen and bring them happiness. But the Muhajireen did not like depending on others for a long time, as they were used to eating from the earnings of their own hands. Hence, there was a need to put something in place and take away the concerns of the Muhajireen and set up an independent means of livelihood for them. And that is why it is stated in this book that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to establish a relationship of brotherhood between the Ansar and the Muhajireen so that the loneliness of the Muhajireen and the sense of lack of support could be removed. And by becoming each other's helpers, the issue of the Muhajireen's livelihood could also be resolved. Thus, after the construction of Masjid al-Nabi, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered the Ansar and the Muhajireen in the house of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the number of Muhajireen at that time was between 45 and 50. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he addressed the Ansar and he said, "These Muhajireen, they are your brothers." He then called the Muhajireen and Ansar forward two at a time. Listen to this, viewers of the channel. He called them forward two at a time, and he said to them, "He and you are now brothers." And as soon as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these words, the relationship of brotherhood was established in the true sense between these two people. And this continued with all of the Ansar and the Muhajireen. And thus the Ansar, they took the Muhajireen to their homes and placed each thing before them and said to them that you are my brother now. Half of these provisions are yours and half are ours. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Isn't it amazing the love? But just the words of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said that this is your brother, and then they treated them as brothers in the true sense. In the true sense that they took them home, they divided the goods, divided the provisions, and said, "Look, whatever is here, half is mine and half is yours." Just think what that would take. But that was the love that all of them had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that love was instilled in them for each other as well by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it stated that after witnessing the sincerity of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Rabi Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala gratefully said, "May Allah azza wa jal place blessings in all this wealth and provisions of yours."